Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663 for international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk Live. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. We got a great show. We are going to be talking about, well, we're going to go back to the future, if you know what I mean. We are going to explore the what ifs. And, well, we're just going to take a little snapshot of what may be coming and how that's going to affect you health-wise. So it's all good. You know, a little heads up and a little prevention on your part can go a long way to sidestepping a big problem. And if we get time, we're going to also be talking about apples, like I mentioned, some wonderful nutritional elements of your forbidden fruit, as it were. And if we get more, if we have time in the second part of the show, we'll talk about breathing and your skin and things like that, and maybe even some carpal tunnel syndrome if we get time. So we got a lot to cover in a short time. That's what we got. to do. And we do have a Quack Report, but before we get to that, don't forget, if you're looking for your backup currency, Discount Gold and Silver Trading has it. And you should give them a call. You know, even if you don't know what it is you need, but you know you should have something, well, then call Melanie Cederstrom at Discount, because she'll be happy to walk you through it. And she's a very ethical person. I trust her, and that's where I go when I want my gold and silver as a backup currency. I give her a call toll-free, 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188 for Discount Gold and Silver. Of course, you can click on her banner. It's on our links page at thepowerherbs.com at any time you want. And just tell her I sent you. Okay, so we got a lot to cover, but, you know, before we get to the Quack Report, big salute and Semper Fi, always lifting up our righteous men and women that are in our military, praying for them always. And, you know, I'm hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face on a daily basis. I'm praying for all of America. We are in trouble. I know you know this. And when we get into the first part of the show, there's a survey that tells me you all know this. But so we're going to seek the Lord's face, because we need his assistance to get out of this hole we're in. We need righteous leadership. We don't need corrupt leadership. And with all the scandals that are going on, I know you know what I'm saying. So mind the time, folks, because it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the Quack Report. Alrighty, let's see. Well, they're mulling over what's ethical in the biotech industry. Bioethicist Art Kappen, PhD, New York University, arguing here is something for Dr. Carly and I to chat about later. He argues that parents that don't vaccinate their kids should be held liable for harm, illness, death, right? Yeah. That he's saying unvaccinated kids are a problem. They are walking mayhem, apparently. Dr. Kaplan's primary premise for his purpose on this, that parental liability question, if it were, he says essentially this: unvaccinated kids put others at risk. Unvaccinated kids cause actual harm to others. Unvaccinated parents know these two things first up and should therefore be held liable for harm caused by their failure to vaccinate their kids. Well, by definition, vaccines are a treatment given to a healthy person to supposedly protect them against a future hypothetical exposure of the disease. So we're talking about hypothesis here. And if all the kids, let's say, are at the school, have been vaccinated, but yours hasn't, aren't they supposedly protected? Isn't the unvaccinated kid the one at risk? Hello? Well, you know, to put it more precisely, the ethical question should be, who, if anyone, should risk their life for the sake of a hypothetical future benefit to others? And when and for whom, if ever, should doing so be mandatory? They're all insane, I tell you. Ooh, moving along in the Quack Report, let's talk about the Science Journal, it's called the Food and Chemical Toxicology Journal. Guess what they did? They decided, you know, let's hire this former Monsanto biotech employee, fast track him to the upper editorial board of our company, where he'll decide. He will tell us which papers we should accept and reject regarding GM foods. Oh, yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense, doesn't it? Oh, yes, the Food and Chemical Toxicology Journal just effectively decided earlier this year to hire Richard E. Goodman, who is a former Monsanto researcher, has some close biotech industry ties, of course. They have put him on their senior editorial staff. So it makes you want to wonder if they have some sort of connection. You know, is Monsanto now infiltrating these types of publications so that they can control the information on their product? You got to wonder, you know. I'm asking that, too. Moving along in the Quack Report, Johnson & Johnson's in the news about a big announcement. They're seeking approval for this new drug. One of the drugs that they're seeking approval is called it's an antidepressant. It's called escitalopramine, and it's similar to the ketamine that they find in the mind-altering party drug called Special K. I'm not talking about the cereal, you know. Johnson & Johnson's escitalopramine for depression is slightly tweaked. It's a slightly tweaked version of the psychoactive compound, curatine, and it tends to affect the human body, but it's similar to that party drug. According to reports, escitalopramine's psychedelic properties, the psychotropic properties, take effect within just a few hours. Like, hey, if you ever notice antidepressants, the standard ones people take, it takes weeks for the stuff to get into their system to help with their depression. And here's the other thing. If you take too much of this new escitalopramine drug, it can lead to a short-term psychosis. Whoa. Now, last fall, researchers at Yale University and the National Institute of Mental Health discovered the actual ketamine from the party drug Special K can help relieve major depressive symptoms. Party drug has potential for a major drug. Okay, so they noticed when you take the party drug, the folks had new nerve cells in their brains develop. They, you know, that helped regulate their emotion and mood. In other words, their brain grew new synapses. So they're gonna market this drug. People are gonna grow new synapses and God knows what else. Ooh, last but not least, in the Quack Report, here's something very interesting, very specialized product in a niche market, if you will. There's this company in Austin, Texas called, let's see, what's the name of this company? Lolly Fills. They have a website, of course. They have just developed this new lollipop. It's called Breast Milk Lollipop. Mimics the flavor of mother's breast milk. I'm not kidding. Why would I kid you about this? They happen to notice that numerous mothers shared their breast milk with you know, their breastfeeding stories with other people. And the owner of the company just happened to notice, you know, these kids are great, but, you know, he noticed that breast milk, when given to a screaming, furious child, made him docile and content. So they wanted to capture that in a candy. Okay. So what they did is they had moms come in and give them some breast milk, and their flavor specialists had to find a way to mimic that flavor and put it into a candy. So there's really not any real breast milk in the candy. It's just a flavor, okay? Flavor profile. So if you or anybody you know wants to tap into this limited edition lollipop, four of them cost $10. But if you want a case of 36 breast milk lollipops, you're going to shell out $58. I don't know. Interesting, to say the least. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Yeah, I wonder what would happen if, you know, you had a screaming infant and you couldn't, you're in the car and you can't, you know, you're driving, you can't breastfeed. You're going to pop one of those in their mouth? I don't know. Sugar. Refined sweetener, I'm sure. All right, we're going to talk about going back to the future here. I don't know about you, but here on our local radio stations in North Carolina, maybe you've heard these where you're at. If you're a radio listener, your local stations may be playing ads by hospital authorities asking people for help. Yeah. What kind of help? Well, they're asking us to contact the government. Contact our government representatives to remove government control of hospital care. How's that going to work? Yeah, a little late, don't you think? Hospitals asking for that? Here's the thing. Roughly 55% of all hospital patients are on government-funded health care plans right now, you know, which does not pay what private insurance companies pay. They pay less for the care. Also, they don't pay as quickly, apparently. So it sounds like, you know, what Dr. Rebecca Carley has been saying here when she talks to me here on Herb Talk Live, you know, she had this prediction, and if her prediction's correct, Obamacare will be the death of allopathic health care as we know it. Some people may be celebrating at that. If you missed that interview with Dr. Carley, you can just hit the radio archives and get the full scoop. So what Dr. Carley reported is that Obamacare will put doctors, physician assistants, RNs, CRNAs, LPNs, eventually all out of a job, leaving non-medically trained bureaucrats to make healthcare decisions. Why? Well, several things will come into play, such as the bureaucracy of the Affordable Care Act itself, also known as Obamacare. It is so heavy in the red tape that it will make any healthcare service collapse. Small physician practices that are starting to implement the healthcare changes now, they're finding that the paperwork and the requirements is a bit overwhelming. Okay, so many have had to lay off staff as patients with no job or health insurance are no longer their patients. They're not coming in, so they're losing about half of their patients that way. So Obamacare is also says it's going to pay physicians the same wage. All physicians will make the same amount of money. And now, think about this. It's doubtful that neurosurgeons who make $500,000 in small cities to well over $1 million in large ones will accept the same wage that a general practitioner makes. That's about $100,000, a tenth of what they're used to getting. Not going to happen. Also, government health plans pay less, as I mentioned. They don't pay as promptly as the private plans. So Obamacare says that uninsurable pre-existing condition patients are going to receive coverage. So let me ask you, if over 50% of the hospital patients are receiving care and the hospital has to accept less money and wait much longer to receive it, well, you can see the cash flow problem. Hospitals will close their doors, and some have already, or they've merged with a much larger hospital authority to survive. So what to expect? Well, as Dr. Carley says, it'll come down to the automated doctor. And we call him Dr. Kiosk. That's what we call him. And you will log on to the Dr. Kiosk and answer your health questionnaire. And then the computer is going to diagnose your problem and offer treatment if appropriate. Now, power outages, computer glitches, and other unforeseen problems may prevent timely treatment. You know, when I think of this possibility of using a kiosk or your smartphone, I see images of Max Headroom popping up. You remember him? Max Headroom?
This is Max Headroom.
Yeah. Remember him? Oh, maybe you don't. But TV show, Max Headroom. Play it again. I want to hear his voice again one more time.
This is Max Headroom.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, he'll be coming up saying, what's your problem? What's your age? You know, why are you bothering me? what do you think the social networks are for? It's to remove you from that contact you have with your doctor. It's going to be a piece of cake for these youngsters to just utilize a medical kiosk. Who needs to talk to anybody? Well, let's take a poll, okay? Recently, a marketing research company, Anderson, Robbins, and Shaw & Company, they took this poll and discovered a majority of Americans, doesn't matter, Republican, Democratic, Independents. You know what? They found out they're all bracing for what may come when Obamacare kicks in. They're bracing. So the poll showed that 53% of Americans don't want the Affordable Care Act, and they want to go back to the former healthcare system. And what's even more revealing is that Americans view Obamacare as a scheme and it will not improve healthcare or make it more affordable. A scheme? That's the term they were using. Wow. A random sample of Americans from all social and economic groups think that the Obama administration is plotting against the American people under the disguise of a socialized healthcare. Well, that's what scheme means. You're plotting underhandedly, secretively. So, Dr. Carley's right. People are starting to wake up. So, they think people, that the Obama administration is plotting against them. Well, you know, who could blame them for thinking that, you know, with all these deplorable scandals that are happening? You know, this political administration is under a lot of scandals. So when it comes down to it, you know, folks, they don't like being told that they have to purchase something or be punished, right? I think that message came through loud and clear, don't you? So the research company also reported that young voters and the elderly are very doubtful that Obamacare will help them, and more importantly, they expect health care to become less efficient, unavailable, denied, and even a threat. Wow. Whoa. Let's talk about the threat for a second. Now, I agree that healthcare no one can afford is going to be a threat. Also in the news, though, lately, we've been seeing a spike in deadly viruses and bacteria, you know. The World Health Organization seems to be alerting us to new and exotic strains of infections. Well, the newest pathogen that they're watching is called the Middle East Respiratory Canor Virus, or MERS-CoV for short. So it seems to be kind of similar to SARS, you know, the severe acute respiratory syndrome. So where are all these pathogens coming from? It seems like an avalanche of disease is hitting our poor planet. Now, Dr. Carley thinks that they're all purposely, all these diseases are purposely created in the lab. Now, I've also heard that from various experts that the chemtrails are not only changing the weather, but they're also changing the pH of our soil and in our lungs. Ergo, all these respiratory problems. So if this is true, altering the pH of our lungs could explain the rapid death by these new pathogens, right? Could. So let's talk about it. Are these new pathogens really the flu? So here we are smack in the middle of summer in the United States, and we are getting flu warnings. They're popping up. Now is the time, folks, to educate yourself on these types of respiratory pandemics. So what looks and starts out feeling like a flu could be one of these deadly Canor viruses. Family members can contract it within 10 days, but scientists and doctors, hey, they don't know how it's spreading and from where it's coming from. At least that's what they're saying. So, you know, the symptoms, though, of this type of flu bug, if you will, has some bite to it. Yeah, these new respiratory viruses tend to start out with a mild flu symptom. And, you know, some are so mild that, you know, people tend to just go to work anyway. They feel okay. They can get through the day, you know. But soon the symptoms progress into a much deeper respiratory infection with coughing and heavy mucus. Obviously, breathing's going to be difficult, and most of them wind up in the hospital. You know, a few days in intensive care with no health insurance or cash funds can financially ruin most Americans. So will hospitals under the Affordable Care Act be able to afford to treat folks under a pandemic? Maybe we should ask the folks who need financial aid from Hurricane Sandy or the tornado survivors in Moore, Oklahoma, how swift the government help is arriving there. While IRS employees go on conventions and live it up on taxpayers' expense, hey, we may need to rethink about this and find other ways to prepare ourselves for even the unthinkable. Let's talk about the antibiotics for a minute, because a lot of people say, hey, don't worry, you know, there's got to be an antibiotic for that. Well, you should be aware that if you come down with one of these unique respiratory diseases, that the antibiotics will not help you. Ask what antibiotics do. Well, they suppress your natural immune system. According to a study published in MBio on the SARS virus and the new MERS-CoV type of virus, the coronavirus, most patients do not respond to conventional medical treatment. They report that with this virus, the immune system is destroyed. It's broken down. Well, it's shut off because you pumped a bunch of antibiotics into them. My feeling is that the patients are taking the antibiotics, which actually help the disease to destroy their organs, causing failure and death quickly, I might add, quickly. So these pathogens are not used to encountering a healthy immune system, which is supported by immune-boosting herbs. And the folks at Natural News agree with me. Go to their website and check it out. Just look for the story on the coronavirus. You know, and I personally prefer to lean on full-spectrum power of herbal products. That's what I do. That's what I know. It works. You know, there's this saying, if it weren't for the last minute, nothing would get done. That's a quote by Rita Mae Brown, who's a novelist. But let's not be last-minute Ritas out there, okay? Don't put off till tomorrow what you can do today. There's no time like the present to get things done. So if you've been putting off a backup plan to Obamacare, I would tell you to mind the time. It grows short. If you've been putting off stocking items that will assist you and family members during a pandemic, then I would wish you Godspeed in taking care of that. And I would also direct you to the Apothecary Herbs website, thepowerherbs.com. They have products there that have a long shelf life, 10 years or longer. And you can have some peace of mind. So you can check out their pandemic kit. They have a cold and flu package. They even have a lung and congestion kit. Very important with these new coronaviruses, apparently. Always, you know, if you need to, you can give them a call. Always call if you're not sure what you need, and they'll be happy to assist you with your family's needs. So call Apothecary Herbs. They have a toll-free number. It's 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Their international number is 704-885-0277, and their online store is thepowerherbs.com. Once again, toll-free is 866-229-3663. Thepowerherbs.com is the website, and if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. And guess what? Their new product catalog is in. So if you want, request that, and they'll be sending you a free copy in the mail. They will have the PDF download version of that new catalog up this week, so look for that. And, of course, we can't forget Father's Day. So they have a Father's Day special. You'll get 15% off your order of $40 or more now through the 21st of June. So the coupon is on the homepage. So, you know, cut and paste that into your shopping cart. And save. Get well, save, have a backup plan. I gotta take a break. More on the other side. Be right back.
life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
You don't know my
here on Herb Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. And, you know, we're going to talk, since we're talking about some breathing problems, some of these, you know, rhino lung viruses that kind of flu-like things take you out in a skinny minute, let's talk about breathing. And let's just look at it in another area which can really impact your overall capacity to generate oxygen within the system. You know, some very basic functions really have a huge impact on overall health. They really do. So according to the World Health Organization, you know, we have some poor air pollution, poor indoor, outdoor air quality. So, you know, is outdoor any better than indoor? Who knows? So most of them say that, you know, outside air, you know, about 3% better than indoor air. But, you know, we don't just breathe with our lungs. We don't. Our largest organ, our skin, breathes, and there are several things that we can do to help protect or oxygenate our blood, stimulate our immune system at the same time, and even the serotonin to improve our mood. So it's, you know, we're going to get to that. So how can you improve breathing? There are some very unconventional but very basic and inexpensive ways to improve breathing. What you can do is you can get a natural bristle brush or a loofah. If you have one of those, it's a sea sponge. And you can use these items to do what we call skin brushing. And, you know, if you're going to do skin brushing, always brush up towards the heart. So if you're brushing on your arms, you know, you brush towards the heart, legs come up towards the heart area. 60% of all the breathing is done through the skin. In keeping your pores clean and healthy and open and free of dead skin, heavy lotions, other topical products is going to be very important. So you can do your skin brushing dry, you know, without any water or anything before you take a shower, or some people just like to do it while they're in the shower. You know, I prefer not to use any of those body lotions and soaps and things like that, or body gels. You know, just avoid all that because it coats the skin. So your skin really is like a second set of kidneys, and it's doing the skin brushing is going to improve your overall health. You'd be amazed how wonderful this is, and it's so inexpensive and easy to do. So I've written about this whole therapy in the book The Power Herbs, and you can get your copy for just $14.99 on our powerherbs.com website. Now, we do send it to you in an email, and it's not a hard copy, so you save it to your computer, but lots of natural little therapies and tidbits like this that, you know, you can layer into your lifestyle and just improve things. So basically do a soft or semi-soft bristle brush, no hard bristle brushes, okay, or get a loofah brush. And so you brush up towards the heart, you brush the entire body to exfoliate dead cells, the skin cells. And as you do this, you'll be, like I said, stimulating your natural immune system. And you may be wondering, well, how is that accomplished? How do you stimulate your immune system? Well, you have this lymphatic system, which is a circulatory system of the immune system, and it runs just beneath the skin. And this circulatory skin system, the lymphatic system, penetrates every organ of your body except the brain. So to bring nutrients, it brings nutrients through this fluid through very thin walls in the capillaries. Now, this fluid is composed of white blood cells and some healthy fat. So then this lymphatic system also removes toxins and processes the process of stimulating your skin with the skin brushing is almost like massaging this entire system. So you're going to find your loofah or your skin brushing to be probably one of your favorite and most inexpensive therapies that you can do. It's almost like giving your whole body a mini massage. Okay, so be aware that types of soaps and lotions and sunscreens can put a stress on your skin. A good rule of thumb is when you select a soap for everyday cleansing, you might want to keep it simple, and you want to avoid the antibacterial types of soaps because they strip away the good healthy bacteria on your skin, which is your first layer of immune system defense. So you want to get a soap that protects the good healthy flora but removes the pathogens and bacteria you don't want. Personally, I select an oatmeal soap. Honey oatmeal soap is fine. I don't like the added fragrance. I don't usually get a soap with any fragrance. Fragrances tend to be the number one dermatitis inflammatory ingredient you can have. So if you want inflamed, itchy skin, you know, fragrance is going to be your number one ingredient. So I avoid that. And the soap that I like to use to avoid those types of problems, dermatitis and things like that, eczema, is that honey oatmeal soap. And the reason is the oatmeal locks the moisture in your skin, so your skin stays soft and supple. And then the honey has a natural antibacterial agent, but it only attacks the unhealthy bacteria, not the good flora on your skin. So that's why I like that. So we have one on our website. It's called the honey oatmeal soap. It's made with some goat milk in it, and it's a very hard soap. I don't like glycerin soaps. They're so gushy and mushy. You get them wet, and it's like, you know, they dissolve before you get to use it. So I like a hard soap that's going to be around. You want to make sure that your soap dries in between uses, so don't let it sit in water, and your soap will be around for a long time. Now, the other thing that you can do to help your skin out, of course, is make sure you get lots of water, hydrate the skin, avoid those dehydrating products, don't overdo, you know, the caffeine and the alcohol. And there's a couple of oils that you can also use to help things speed along, improving your skin. There's this great therapy that helps to increase circulation and stimulate your immune system. It just makes you feel really good. And it maximizes the massage, and it turns it into almost like a little mini toxin removal therapy. And you use three different oils for this. The first 2 days that you do this massage therapy on your skin is castor oil. Castor oil likes to draw out impurities, so that's a good thing. Then the next 2 days of this massage therapy is you use olive oil, and then you finish up the last 2 days with wheat germ oil. You probably say, well, why are we using castor, olive, and wheat germ oil? Well, your skin is kind of like a filter, and the castor oil, like I said, will flush the skin and tissue of impurities. Also, it helps to penetrate the blood system just a little bit and remove any mucus that's built up there and other toxins. Now, the olive oil, when you get to that 2 days later, the olive oil nourishes the skin, helps to rebuild muscle and even supportive tissue beneath the skin. Wheat germ oil is high in vitamin E and helps to regenerate skin tissue. So if you sunbathe and you're out there, you know, minimize that exposure to the sun, of course, not the high sun hours, and 2 hours at the most. I would use protective sunscreen or at least sit in the shade if you're out there. If you're like me, you get a tan even underneath the umbrella. So I like to make sure that I regenerate the skin with this process and use your skin brushing, use your oils and massage the skin. Obviously, if you get sunburn, there's other things you have to do first. But just keep that skin healthy and well and breathing for you. And that's important. You'll get more oxygen into the bloodstream. And it's your largest organ, folks. You better take care of that. And if you need some of that honey oatmeal soap, you can find it on the powerherbs.com website. They also have some really great natural deodorants that don't have the chemical agents and heavy metals in there that are great and last a long, long time, saving you a bunch of money as well. So you can check that out on thepowerherbs.com, or you can request a free product catalog, and they'll be happy to send that to you. The toll-free number is 866-229-3663. And, of course, we will have the PDF downloadable version of the new catalog up there this week, so we're working on that. So we'll get that changed out as soon as we can. All right, so I had promised last week that I would talk about the benefits of apples and how something simple and basic like an apple can really improve our health and even help us lose weight without even trying. So we're going to talk about this forbidden fruit. It has a long history. Apple Computer even likes to use the fruit as a logo. But the Bible tells us that the forbidden fruit grew on a tree, which God called the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And many have speculated that this fruit was this bright red, luscious, juicy red apple. Archaeologists have uncovered evidence of apples in ancient civilizations. Apples have been a favorite fruit of ancient Greeks and Romans. And no one really knows where the Garden of Eden really was located. However, the apple has been traced to the area between the Caspian and the Black Sea. So if that's true, we don't know. We don't know if the apple was the tree that was forbidden to be eaten. We're just speculating. The average American eats nearly 17 pounds of fresh apples, and Europeans, well, they eat about 46 pounds. So we don't eat quite enough apples and get the fiber and the benefits from this fruit. So we're going to look at some of the health benefits of the apple. Let's look at some facts. This is one of the fruits that seems to offer a cornucopia of benefits. Apples are from the rose family and are somewhat like people in the fact that they resemble their parent, but also they have some differences. Every apple seed produces a slightly different variety than its parent. Apples have 5 seed pockets, and the number of seeds per pocket is going to be determined by the health of the tree and the variety of the apple. Have you ever bitten into an organic apple and then you wanted to harvest the seeds only to find one or two or maybe none in the seed pocket? Well, you have to wonder, you know, what stressed this tree? So there are many apples grown in the U.S., but most of them are grown that you see are the Red Delicious variety. The only one that is native to North America really is the crab apple, and there's like 7,500 varieties of apples that are grown all over the world. Now, in the United States, we grow about 2,500 different varieties of apples. 100 different varieties are the mainstay, though. Apples are fat-free, they're cholesterol-free, they're sodium-free. The average apple is about 80 calories, and it offers you 5 grams of fiber. So to the U.S. economy, apples are second to oranges. Oranges beat out the apples. Now, if you let your apple sit at room temperature, it's going to ripen 10 times faster. So just so you know. And there's that old saying, you know, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Well, this saying comes from an old English adage, to eat an apple before going to bed will make the doctor beg for his bread. So let's talk about some of these apples real quickly. They're grown all over the United States, but I want to get to the health benefits here. If you have a cholesterol problem, don't peel your apple. Most of the fiber and lots of the antioxidants are in the peel, including cellulose, hemicellulose, pectin, and fibrolugin. These nutrients plus the antioxidants will help to reduce damage to your cells, balance your blood pressure, and prevent digestive disease. So the apple also contains 70% potassium, which helps enhance the heart muscle performance, and studies suggest just 2 large apples a day lower cholesterol about 16%. So medical science thinks that it's possibly the pectin in the apple fiber that creates a gel in the digestive tract, which prevents some absorption of fats that are in foods and helps you get some protection from bowel cancer, colon cancer. Well, let's look at some of the studies. There was this 5-year study in the Netherlands that showed that apples contain more potent flavonoids or antioxidants than vitamin C and E by 20 to 50% more. Dr. Michael Hortik of the National Institute of Health, Public Health in Bilthoven, he found out that patients that ate apples cut their risk of having fatal heart attacks by about 50%. This was based on a study of patients eating 1 large apple per day. The flavonoids helped to prevent plaque from forming, and this helped to lower blood pressure and cholesterol. And according to a 1993 USDA study, a wonderful apple, it contains boron, which helps improve mental alertness. Mm. So, apple every day going to work with you, right? You'll be more alert, more productive. Let's talk about some of the folklore. Old folklore remedy for diarrhea was from the May apple, according to French They say insomnia is reversed with applesauce or stewed apples. The natural acid in apples helps to remove old, damaged skin cells. So folklore encourages us to splash on our skin a little apple cider. Helps rejuvenate the skin and help prevent aging. So certainly you could have a wonderful fresh apple with all the benefits there, marvelous nutrition, of course. But if you have trouble eating healthy, most of the time people do, you can take some preventative measures. Now, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they do have apple fruit pectin in their bowel cleanse. So if you don't get apples into the diet, at least do your annual or semi-annual bowel cleansing and use the pectin that way. Also, to strengthen your cardiovascular system, they do have some heart cholesterol herbal liquid formulas that have those wonderful vitamin A, C, E, and potassium in them. And, of course, you know, the body food mix is also there as a nice organic plant-based nutrient with lots of enzymes and amino acids. You'll love that. So there's more than one way to skin a cat, right? Sorry to any cat lovers out there, but you know what I mean. Well, we got a few minutes, so we're going to talk about carpal tunnel. I don't know if you've ever experienced that or know somebody that does. Wow, more than 260,000 carpal tunnel operations are performed every year in the U.S., and 47% of these cases are work-related injuries, repetitive type of motion injuries. So that translates into folks being out of work, missing work days, about 31 days, you know, if you have severe carpal tunnel syndrome. Back in 1999, they did a study, and they reported 14% of the population had carpal tunnel syndrome. You know, I think it's higher today because the kids with all this gaming and stuff. Also reported three times more women than men are usually coming down with a carpal tunnel. Most of them are job related. It sends about 2 million of them to the doctor's office every year. Now, carpal tunnel can cause nerve damage and disability, so proper care is going to be real important. So how does carpal tunnel work? How does this affect you and disable you, and where your arm, just any little movement, hurts? Pings right there at the wrist and goes up the arm. It hurts. Carpal comes from the Latin carpus, which means wrist. So the carpal tunnel is a small passage inside your wrist. Several fine bones and a ligament called the transverse carpal ligament form a roof over the tunnel. So what's in the tunnel? Well, it's a median nerve that sends messages from the brain to the fingers and provides feeling to the hand and tendons to help fingers flex and to feel and grasp pressure, that kind of thing. Artery veins are also in the tunnel. So why does it hurt? Well, the median nerve, which supplies the feeling and controls movement to the tendons, it gets squeezed and compressed, causing pain and numbness and tingling to the fingers, hand, and wrist area. So without a healthy median nerve, movement to the hand, the wrist, the fingers, even allowing the thumb to grasp, you know, to make the palm work and pick up things, and it's severely hindered. Well, let's talk about a few misconceptions, too. Carpal tunnel syndrome is not the creation of the computer age. Meatpackers complained of the symptom back in the mid-1800s, so it's repetitive movement of any kind. Okay, so let's talk about how doctors treat this. Well, medical doctors usually prescribe anti-inflammatory drugs, even diuretic drugs sometimes. They'll put you on a wrist splint, maybe steroid injections, protocols to modify your work, change your job maybe, even some physical therapy. Acupuncture has also been used as a last resort before surgery. And the surgery is used to release the ligament that forms a tight roof over the carpal tunnel itself. But let's talk about some natural options, because I know that's probably what you want to hear. Studies have shown that vitamin B helps to reduce symptoms of carpal tunnel syndrome by reducing fluid pressure on the median nerve. So eating pineapple or papaya, which contain bromelain, an enzyme, will help digest proteins and starches and relieve inflammation and pain. It's great for arthritis, too. Massage and stretching exercises can also improve the circulation and and reduce the swelling of the tunnel. So herbs can greatly help to reduce inflammation and pain and increase circulation. You want to look at meadowsweet and willow bark. Very good at doing both of those things. Pain and inflammation, they'll take care of that. If you're looking for that in a liquid form, very concentrated, you can check that out at thepowerherbs.com. The folks at Apothecary Herbs make a regular and extra strength version, so you can put that in juice or water if you'd like, and it's non-toxic, and it doesn't have side effects, and it doesn't suppress immune system like pain relievers will. So you can check that out. Also, if you're looking for the natural vitamin B, not a synthetic version but a natural one, check out their Body Foundation food mix. So the B vitamins will help reduce the fluid pressure and make you more comfortable. Also, they do have a wonderful deep tissue rub, which is an external application. You just heat the pores, open the pores on the skin, and rub this in, and it will just powerhouse circulation to the area, which blood brings healing, as you know. So if you want more circulation to go there, you can also put an ice pack on top, so you've got the heat of the circulation plus the ice to reduce swelling, so you've got a mini hydrotherapy application that way. It's very easy, inexpensive, and it feels so good. If you've ever had carpal tunnel, you will be amazed how this works. So also, if you're looking for a natural diuretic to remove fluid, I would recommend looking at lobelia herb, which is a natural way to take care of fluid. If you're looking for that on the website, thepowerherbs.com, it is the relaxation formula. But of course, if you have any questions about any of this, you can just pop me an email right off the website, and I will try to answer your questions. And of course, if there's any health topics you would like me to cover here on the show, don't be shy and let me know, and I will try my best to work them into the show. But all the products at Apothecary Herbs come with a money-back guarantee, so you can test drive them and see how they work for you. Of course, thepowerherbs.com is the website, or call them toll-free at 866-229-3663. And, of course, this is Tuesday, so you know what happens on Tuesday. Tuesday, the American Survival Newsletter is distributed from the folks at Apothecary Herbs and Discount Gold and Silver Trading. So if you haven't signed up for this free online newsletter, which covers health and politics and banking, all kinds of things, to make you a savvy, well-educated and rounded individual out there, some things you probably didn't know. That's going to be in the American Survival Newsletter, so do sign up for that. It goes out on Tuesdays. Also, if you want the health secrets regarding herbs and so forth, that goes out on Fridays. That's called Health Quest. You can sign up for that, too, at thepowerherbs.com. And guess what? You're going to find discount coupons to use on your herbal products at thepowerherbs.com and in those newsletters. So check that out when you can. Sign up online, thepowerherbs.com. And don't forget, we have Father's Day special. That's right. We have the Father's Day special. So if you want to try some herbal products, or you need to restock and refurbish your pantry of some natural medicines, then you will save big. If your order is over $40, you will save 15%, and it's now through the 21st of June. The coupon code to cut and paste is on the homepage at thepowerherbs.com, but if you don't have a computer, you can just call in and ask for the Father's Day discount, and they'll apply that to your order. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com, or call toll-free at 866-229-3663. And coming up, don't forget, I think it's the 18th, right? The 18th, Dr. Carly's going to be with us, so don't forget that. Also on the 27th, Dr. Christine Horner is going to be joining us to tell us a natural way to deal with that cancer gene, breast cancer gene. We'll be talking with her about it. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before doing any product or therapy. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.